With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting senior U.S. officials will travel soon to Mexico to discuss the migration crisis at the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden is sending the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security and the White House Homeland Security Advisor to meet with Mexico's president and staff in the coming days. The announcement came after the two presidents spoke.
Both presidents shared a similar concern about the increase in migratory flow here in recent weeks and months. There has been a dramatic increase.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. In recent weeks, an estimated 10,000 people have been crossing illegally into the U.S. every day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy after a Washington, D.C. jury orders him to pay $148 million in a Georgia elections defamation case. Correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst reports filings show Giuliani has listed far more debts than assets.
In his bankruptcy filing, Giuliani listed $153 million worth of existing or potential debts, including the defamation award, money he owes his lawyers, and tax liabilities. Giuliani said his assets, on the other hand, are worth between $1 million and $10 million.
Honda Motors American Arm is recalling more than 2.5 million vehicles in the U.S. due to a fuel pump defect that can increase risks of engine failure or stalling while driving. According to documents published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the fuel pump impeller used for a range of 2017 to 2020 Acura and Honda vehicles was improperly molded. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 322 points, the Nasdaq rose 185. This is SRN News. Is the Catholic Church headed for a split?
The last time it fractured was over 500 years ago, and papal indulgences were the key issue. This time, it's homosexuality. Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to offer blessings for gay civil unions has enraged numerous conservative bishops around the globe. One of them, Tomas Peta of the Archdiocese of St. Mary in Kazakhstan, has forbidden his priests from blessing homosexual relationships and has publicly admonished the Pope by name for his decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked that the appeal be heard in the state's Second District Court of Appeals, where three of the four judges are conservative. The appeal was expected. This is SRN News. China's prospects for 2024 look uncertain. Correspondent Jeremy House has the details.
A year that opened free of COVID-19 lockdowns winds down without the dreamed-of robust recovery for the world's number two economy. To counter a U.S.-led world order, China's pushing alternative visions for global security and development, whose prospects depend partly on restoring its own economic vitality. Long-term fundamental challenges lie ahead. A falling birth rate, an aging population, and Beijing's rivalry with the U.S. over technology, Taiwan, and control of the high seas. Relations with the United States have warmed, but deep divisions remain. Jeremy House reporting.
Four Indian soldiers have been killed and three others wounded in an ambush by militants fighting against New Delhi's rule in disputed Kashmir. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.